Greetings. This is WTIP News from Wildersmith on the Gunflint. Spring is now official along the Gunflint Lake shores. It is declared so because the lake ice departed in the afternoon of April 10. Several nights of below-freezing temperatures had stalled the ice out when many thought it would go right after April Fool's Day. Then, night before the sinking of the ice, cold and clouds brought a dose of snow. 3/4 of an inch left the wilderness in short-term pristine beauty, including the remaining coat of ice. As the power of Saul and a brisk northwest wind grew by midday, the snow-covered ice soon melted into afternoon whitecaps. Suddenly, winter became a distant memory as rollers again slapped the shoreline at Wildersmith. The early dismissal of our annual frozen happening seems that it may have set some kind of modern-day record. Lifetime resident Bruce Kerfoot indicates that never before has he seen such a premature meltdown. As you might recall from an early report, the earliest recorded dates for loss of Gunflint Lake ice that I can find are April 15th in 1976 and April 18th in 1986. Another record of sorts is noted as the first boat of 2010 went up the lake on the morning of April 11. So history continues to be made throughout the Byway Corridor on an almost daily basis. What might be the final wild tracking adventure of the cold season happened last Saturday. With the new fallen snow, my trek down the mile of pine to drop off some outgoing mail followed the footprints of a single wolf. The critter must have been a big one, as the paw marks were as large as the palm of my hand. Another wilderness warrior made an up-close appearance a few days earlier when it crossed the trail in front of my truck. This one was quite robust and actually stopped along the edge of the pine forest and stared us down while we observed through an open window. Although new spring-summer adventures are sure to cross my path, I am saddened by the realization that the presence of these warriors will be hard to define for the next several months, even though I know they're somewhere about. Maybe they'll check in vocally once in a while, just to stir the forest spirit. That would be a howl. The mild winter has sure favored our Northwoods chicken birds. They can be observed at almost every turn of the road. Come fall, folks that are disposed to shooting the rather nonchalant birds should find abundant grouse for the taking. Day after ice out on Gunflint, I took heart that Mother Nature has no intent of blessing this area with rain anytime soon. So I donned the wetsuit and went into the 30-something water. Purpose of the dip was to locate pump lines for the wildfire sprinkler systems in the neighborhood. All the body was insulated by the high-tech suit except my hands. One can get an instant response as to how dangerous this water can be right now by just dipping the hands in, if only for a few seconds. Talk about hurt. Anyway, that job is done, and at least 3 properties are ready if another wildfire catastrophe would endanger the area. Remember in Ham Lake 2007, everyone in the forest hopes that the units never have to be turned on in emergency again. But prepared we are. Thanks go out to the U.S. Forest Service for advancing the final step in potential wildfire prevention. The burning ban set in place throughout the Superior National Forest and into the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness is greatly appreciated by many nervous wilderness dwellers. This is Fred Smith at Wildersmith on the Gunflint, and that's all for now. Keep on hanging on and savor a thought for the coming of the green.